now. I don't even know what to say. I mean, being the third in a row, it's just absolutely unbelievable. I went up in the stands. I saw my father, and I was like, I just broke down in tears. I mean, doing what this team did is just absolutely incredible. And I give credit to every single guy on this team, the coaches, the trainers, everyone. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
Talk about that comeback.
Well, I was a little nervous in the beginning, not going to lie. I mean, being down, I think we were down 5-1 at one point. And our coach just said, stay on it, stay on it. We're still in this, and I mean, as long as we just keep grinding and grinding and grinding, we'll come back, and that's what happened, so it's good.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
There really didn't seem to be a lot of difference between the two teams. I mean, you were down position by position. You guys seem to be so evenly matched.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, their attack is absolutely phenomenal. Our attack is phenomenal. Their middies pretty much matched up with our middies, and their Ds obviously was pretty good, but we got by them, which was nice for the last two.
What's your dad's name that you broke down into tears?
Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
Coach said that you didn't start talking about the three in a row until you got to the playoffs.
Nope.
Only because it's never happened before in Long Island history. But now that it has happened, how does that make you feel as a senior, the emotion of that?
Just leaving that legacy, you know. I mean, especially for us seniors, the 2017 class. I mean, and this team will be remembered for doing it the first time. I mean, the three in a row it's like, it's crazy. It's unheard of.
Now, you guys scored five in a row in the fourth quarter. Didn't take the lead until the fourth quarter. Was there anything that started working that wasn't working or they did differently? Or was it just a matter of grinding and executing?
Definitely our defense. Our defense started. We started talking more. We started sliding. And I give all the credit to them. I mean, they talked. And definitely our goalie, Chris Porzel, absolute MVP. Kid was outstanding.
You guys had three goals in a row in the span of about a minute, and I think that was what you had, maybe 10-8 or something along those lines. It seemed like that was just so energizing for you guys.
Thank you.
It was like you guys had a burst of adrenaline after that.
I mean, doing that was just the three in a row, and then them scoring to make it only up by two. It's just the emotions going through my body the whole time. We're just like, wow. And then I see 19 seconds left, we're man down. And I see it run out, and I'm just like, wow, it's over. Like, I'm done. I'm exhausted.
When did you guys get on the bus to come up here?
Yesterday. Yesterday morning at like 8 o'clock.
Okay, so you left at a reasonable time.
Yeah, it took us a while to get here.
What was the bus? I mean, interrupt, but you have my plaque. This is yours.
Oh, thanks.
What was the bus ride like? I mean, did you guys start out with a lot of energy and then it dies off? Or
Coach Bond always says, relax. We got to relax. There's too much. If you have too much emotion in the beginning, you'll gas yourself. So the bus ride was very quiet. I mean, I slept a little bit. But, it was just hanging out with the guys is always the best. And sad that it's over now. I got to move on to college.